The Philippines has over 7,000 tropical islands, a far cry from the Arctic tundra of Bethel. But Bethel is where about 30 Filipinos, including Gwata Thatcher, call home. She moved to Bethel 13 years ago, and now the petite woman with long black hair sits clutching a tissue as she talks about her father who died in the storm.
My brother messaged me on Facebook and said that I need to call him right away. And then I called him and find out that he was dead. I was like, maybe they got the wrong person, maybe it wasn't him.
Her uncle confirmed it was her father. He lived on Bantayun Island, where his house collapsed on him. The low-lying island is known for its white sand beaches, clear water, and abundant fish, but likely hundreds have perished there. Nearly all of the island's homes were destroyed. Thatcher has wanted to make funeral arrangements for her father, but there's no infrastructure. She's left with this thought.
He died hero, though. He saved his wife, my stepmom's life.
Thatcher's other family lives in Cebu Province and survived the storm with only damages to their property.
It's hard to call them. It can't get hold, especially the signal over there. So it's very hard to keep in touch with your family back home.
Poor communication had Carmi Lautenschlager on pins and needles throughout the storm.
I keep on trying to call like every minute. For 2 days I keep on trying to call, and then I didn't talk to anybody. That's why I keep on crying what happened to them, you know.
Lautenschlager has been in Bethel less than a year. Her family lives in Leyte, neighboring Tacloban, which was hit with 200-mile-per-hour winds. Her family's home lost its roof, but Lautenschlager counts herself lucky.
It's fine. The house can be fixed.
Her real worry is that her parents might not be able to survive without power.
They said the electricity there will be back in 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, so I don't know of how they. I told my parents if they can survive, I'm gonna send them to Manila, I think.
Manila is a large city further from the devastation. A few hundred miles south in Cebu Province, Glenda Swope's family survived the high winds. Swope has lived in Bethel for 9 years. Although she was able to keep in contact with her family by telephone, she had trouble sleeping at night.
I was terrified. I was so terrified and was crying too.
She knew the storm was bad. She could hear it for herself.
Because my sister put the phone out, you know, like she put it outside.
And what did it sound like through the phone?
Sound like a jet that is going to, you know, explode.
Swope is counting her blessings. She says the worst of the storm hit during the day and at low tide. Her parents planned ahead, covering their windows with plywood and their roof with sandbags. But not everyone could afford to be so lucky. There's a lot of poverty in the Philippines, with people living under grass roofs and some just out on the street, says Swope. And there's overcrowding, like Lapu-Lapu City, her hometown.
The size is comparable to Bethel. The population is almost 300,000.
And Bethel's just over 6,000.
Yes, just imagine that.
Swope and others in the tight-knit Bethel community continue to worry about the victims getting the food and water they need. They're not sure that the emergency goods are being distributed fairly. But they plan to do what little they can right now. They intend to hold a fundraising garage sale this weekend, with profits going to the victims. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.